Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Shepherdess Mutoya.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us and making time to speak to us this afternoon. Well, we're talking about, the family tree. Thank you so much. The family tree and its importance. And a family tree is a visual representation of a person's ancestry, tracing their lineage through multiple generations, depicting their direct lineage and ancestors from a previous generations. Now, ma'am, is there any significance to family trees? Does one's lineage matter at all? And if it matters, in what way?
It's very, very important to know your family tree, to know your lineage. It is quite very, very important, because that is like our background. That is like our source. Mm. So we are talking about, number one, knowing who our ancestors are, knowing where we came from. And I think we can relate it to the importance of knowing history. Mm. We study history to just get to know why things happen the way they do. So first of all, we want to say it explains a lot about us. It explains a lot about why we behave the way we do. It explains about a lot about the things that we go through. So for me to, first of all, be able to know myself,
yeah,
I need to know where I am coming from. Mm. I need to know who is my father, who is my great father, who is my great grandfather. And that becomes very important. What is the other important thing? Number one, we are also saying it is helpful in building connections. You know, you are able to discover that, oh, there is some auntie somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, others are even able to discover some lost fathers, some lost grandfathers. Mm. And so for the connections, no man is an island. So the more we connect with people, the better for us. Mm-hmm. And the other one I don't want to leave out is the aspect of being able to learn and embrace culture. You know, culture helps to define who we are, where we are coming from. And so we are able to identify ourselves with this lineage, with these ancestors, to say, oh, we behave in a certain way because of such and such an ancestor. And then talk about medical history. I'm sure you know that a lot of diseases are connected to the family. If they discover you with hypertension, they'll ask you to say, is there a father, is there a grandfather, maybe? Yes, the medical history. Did somebody suffer from asthma? You know, they tend to ask those questions. So it is quite important for us to even explore. So when you know that, oh, in your family there was sickle cell, or in your family there was hypertension, that gives you a clue to say, oh, I may also in future, if I see somebody manifesting with such challenges, that should not really be a surprise to me. It's all because it's coming from there. So I talked on earlier on about connections. The more we had wider connections, that is connected to having a great support system. So when we are faced with challenges, we cannot know of a grandfather to run to. We can know of a grandmother to run to. So they give us advice. We find the counselors. And usually this is usually for free. Mm. They won't charge us because they are family. So overall, it helps to boost our emotional health. Let me not forget to say, therefore, that our sense of identity is quite important, because when I know where I'm coming from and I know my ancestors, when I know how I'm related and I know how I'm connected, it answers quite a lot of questions. True. And I think it helps us to be stable. It helps us to be stable.
With the stability. Wow. That's quite important. Sure. Now, but the kind of lessons that can be learned from understanding, or rather not understanding, one's lineage and ancestry, would you say there are disadvantages for that?
Of not understanding, yes, there are disadvantages. I know we are living in a world where maybe people may not really be interested in knowing where I'm coming from, but that narrows your support system. That narrows, like I've talked about, the issues of knowing your medical history. Automatically, that shuts off some of these important information. So it's like you close yourself. It's more like you tell yourself that I don't want to know. I don't want to engage more. I don't want to know what is beyond me. So it is quite important that we get to know, because it's an important tool. It is just important, not only for us. It works for us. It also works for our future children, our children to come. So it is something that is going on. We don't choose family. And so some of the things we may not really have the power to control them. We just need to know them. I think that's what I can say.
Yeah. Other people would want to know their lineage, for instance, for cultural reasons. Is that reason enough, maybe?
Yes. I think I talked about the issue of the culture, because it helps us to learn, to embrace culture. It also helps to preserve traditions. We are able to pass on. Not everything about culture is bad. There are aspects about culture, maybe the way we show respect. Certain cultures, you find they kneel, certain cultures, they want to stand. There are so many symbolisms of showing respect a little bit different. So we are saying, it's important that we preserve our culture. I think it distinguishes us. So it's important that we embrace us. So we are able to learn, we are able to embrace this this culture when we have information about where we are coming from and who our ancestors are and how they lived and what was important. Let me also talk about issues of values. We are able to pass on values that are important. And these are the values that distinguish us. That's why you find certain classes of people, they are outstanding in such a manner because of the values that are dear to them. So we are able to pass on values from one genealogy to another because we would have learned them and would have embraced them.
And then how far back would you say one has sufficient to know enough about their lineage, their cultures, traditions, and who they are, etc., their DNA, etc.? How far back? One generation, two, three, four generations, five?
Wow, that is an interesting one. I'm thinking maybe from your great grandfathers. I think that would be quite important. I think that would be two generations backward. I think that could be important for you to. I'm just giving my own opinion because I think whatever needs to be passed on, whatever needs to be known, will still be retained by this generation. I remember the other time sitting with my father and asking about, and he was telling me, "Oh, this was your grandfather. This was who," and you find it becomes quite important. So for knowing sake, one can go back as much as they may want to. When it comes to tracing maybe whom I should be connected with, to me, I'm thinking that I think that is what I would go for. Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, when we open up the scriptures, we may find somewhere where lineage is also acknowledged. Does the scripture also acknowledge or have examples of this?
Scripture has covered almost anything that we may want to talk about. Instances, the Bible upholds issues of the patriarchs, issues of mostly you talk about the lineage. See Jesus from that lineage. We see many verses to say the general, the knowledge of Jesus. This is the Jesus, the son of David. The son of Abraham was. So it goes back. So that even scripture tends to update the genealogy because we're able to look at it and be able to see where was this one coming from. See, some of the in the Old Testament, which is, let's pick the issues of Ruth, Boaz, Jesse in there, and later on now trace that going I think we can also go to Genesis 9:34. The next day, firstborn told the son, "Look, I had sex with father last night. Drink." I think the issues of Noah. So this becomes quite very. So the Bible has highlighted quite a lot of it. Aspects of the Israelites. When we talk about this, we are the spiritual Israelites, but we see stories of where they are coming from, stories with Moses, Aaron picked up from there. We see aspects of Korah and impact in this family. So certain things that happened to us connected. Some of them in the Bible, you trace them as far back as maybe 40 years later, as far back as so many years later. So I can safely say that with the Bible, genealogy is quite important. Look at Esther too, you know. And now Esther had not disclosed her people of her lineage, for Mordecai had instructed her not to do so. So by the Bible mentioned about it. So the heroes of faith, the Abraham, the so many patriarchs that we can mention, that's why we are able to pick so many lessons from them that are also building our spirituality today.
Beautiful. Well, Shepherdess, lastly, very briefly, if, you know, I want to create my family tree, but I now don't have, you know, enough of the family history, it has not been documented, where does one go to? How does one start?
Okay, so you want to your tree. It has been written anywhere.
Yeah.
We can start with, let me say, I start with my father. I can talk to my father. I find out my father, who were your brothers, you know, and who was your father? Who was your mother? Who was your mother's father? And so I can, in short, what I'm trying to say is, we can start with the people that are alive. We can interview them. What if somebody is saying, okay, for me, everyone that I can think of has died. We can also try to talk with people who lived with, let me say, our parents. They can give us clues as to who was their siblings and who were connected to them. That's where people are able to even discover who they are. The people in their lineage are even today. So it's quite easy. It's quite easy as long as we may have even one or two members. We can sit with them. They can be able to tell us who our grandfather is. If a grandfather is there, let's find time to sit with them. I remember going to visit my grandmother with a notebook, and literally she would just tell me stories, and I'll try to do the connections and I'll be writing them. I think it's something that I have done, and I can say if there's someone there saying, I don't know where to start from, just start with one family member that may be there. And I believe you me, it becomes very important. Because today we were saying, these issues of family tree, they help us to know ourselves. They help us with interpersonal relationships. They help to affirm our worthy. And we find a support system. You know, issues of our identity are connected to this. So if we are going to have a stable identity, we need to first know our lineage, and this will help to know ourselves. They will help us to connect. They help us to have this support system. It becomes quite key. There are things that we can't ignore.
Beautiful. Well, Shepherdess Namushi Mutoya, thank you so much for joining us. I think this was a very insightful conversation that needs to be taught to people, because many people these days, especially this generation, is only interested about who they are and what they are currently. And they just know mom and dad, and that's it. And I think that very important, this conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Thank you. Stay blessed too.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.